Right, Brown.
Fought hard.
He's worked manfully.
First half.
Yeah.
Here we go. Sorry.
1-0 down, 41st minute, but you gave a good account of yourself,
Sully. Yeah, the work rate for the effort was. The work rate for the players was excellent. And to be honest, the game plan in the first half was going as we expected. We knew they'd have a little bit of the ball. They had maybe too many opportunities and two shots on goal, but it was all for sort of 20 yards, 25 yards, and they were maybe getting inside us a little bit too easily. But other than that, I never really felt too threatened. But then we go and concede a goal at the 41st minute, just before half time, which was a really, really bad goal to lose, considering they picked the ball up on the halfway line and got past that area far too easily. But, you know, the game plan was working well, and then we come out second half. I thought we started the second half pretty well, and then we conceded a goal from a second phase, a set play. By that point, we've got Kieran injured, so our normal set play setup's a bit all over the place just because of that. And then they get the second goal, and then for there, it's always going to be difficult to get back in the game. We had a couple of opportunities. Rob was one that's at the edge of the post.
We've had
Jamie McCormick sort of coming in for Jason Scotland, but they were good opportunities. But at the same time, I know they had chances at that point. But the work rate was there, and then when the third goal goes in, I think at that point it becomes an easy contest, and we looked tired in the last 15-20 minutes. To be fair, I don't feel.
They've
got their tails up. They've won the game by that point. I think a few of our players look quite tired to the work that they put in. So, no, I can't be too disappointed. I think the message for us is we lost goals at the wrong time in games. But I do feel as though the way the game was going, if we kept in the game a little bit longer, we'd have been in a better shout of getting something from it.
Your young keeper did himself proud.
He did, and grateful to Celtic for letting him come out at such short notice. We only knew late Thursday night that Graham Bowman, who's came in and done well, had picked up an injury which could keep him out for a period of time. Unfortunate for the lad, because he came in and done great. So, yeah, yesterday was a bit of a frantic day, just trying to find goalkeepers, and obviously we managed to get hold of the lad. And I thought today he was excellent, and he should take an awful lot of confidence in that.
In terms of the title, can you see anyone catching Dunfermline?
I don't think so.
Three points,
because I don't think so. I wouldn't expect anybody to either, with the resource and the full-time status that the club has. So I don't expect anybody to do so, but that's not really one of my concerns at this present time. But I would expect them to have the title come in the season.
You're still hanging in your hopes for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that is potentially a hope. Our priority, as I've always said, it is to get the points on the board that we're looking for. 30 for, you know, come the end of this quarter. We're 1 point away from that, 40 come the end of the season. And if we can get the 40 points with games in hand, then we'll be in a shout for the playoffs. But that's the priority to begin with.
Thank you, sir.